Incoming University of Wyoming President Lori Nichols has a lot to do prior to taking over her official duties. She's already working with trustees and UW officials on a transition plan to get off to a fast start when she begins the job on May 16th. Nichols plans to come to Laramie for a couple of days a month until that time and also plans to stop by the Wyoming legislative session. She's hoping to make a smooth transition.
Well, one of the things that we're talking about right now is getting the provost search opened, and we would like to get that rolling and have that go through spring semester. So hopefully by the time fall semester starts, we could have a new provost on board as well. Another thing that we are talking about is there is work underway on an academic program review, and so I've been involved with some of the discussions about how that will unfold and the timeline around that as well. Longer term, I would love to, as soon as I get there, kick off a strategic planning effort to put together a strong strategic plan for the University of Wyoming, probably a five-year plan that will be visionary and that will really work, you know, that will take Wyoming into the future.
You've said in some other interviews that you'd like to see a lot more direction and focus. Would that planning process help with that, or do you also have some ideas that you'd like to implement right away?
No, I think the planning process will help with that. There's some very exciting things happening on campus right now, but I think a strong plan will pull those things together and will also bring to light other areas that need to be lifted up that will complement some of the things that are happening. I mean, there's an initiative underway right now with engineering and one with STEM education. There's another one getting going on teacher education, and those are all great, but I think a plan will really pull them together, focus them, and then see what other areas around them do we need to pay attention to so that the initiative is really as strong as it can be. So I'm excited about the planning effort that I think will give a lot of focus to some of the things underway and probably uncover some things that aren't underway but should be.
Incoming University of Wyoming President Lori Nichols chatting with us on the telephone. Want to ask you a little bit about, you know, how you see some of your strengths and what will you be bringing to the university?
Well, I think the main thing is that I've spent about 30 years in higher education. Really, all of my experience, maybe with the exception of 1 year, has been at land-grant universities. And so I really think my experience of being a faculty member and then moving up through the ranks of various administrative positions has given me a depth of experience. You know, for example, cutting a budget here in South Dakota, bringing up new academic programs, building research. I mean, there's just been so many different things that I've been involved in. And while I don't want to come and necessarily impose any of those things on Wyoming, I certainly think my experiences will lend itself to helping Wyoming move in the right direction. I mean, I can draw on the experiences I've had and hopefully help us get started on some things a little bit faster.
Are there some things, though, as you take a job like this that you just really want to do, you really want to see accomplished? I know you've probably been chomping at the bit for years looking for this opportunity. Now that you've got it, are there one or two things that you could share with us that, boy, I sure can't wait to get a chance to try this?
My work in diversity has been a passion of mine for years. And I think probably in my heart of hearts, yes, I would love to get after doing some really strategic but interesting diversity programming and diversity efforts on campus. Yeah, I think as I interviewed and even as I've heard from people since then, there probably are a few things that would be fun to do right away and I think would be very beneficial to the university.
One of the things that's probably a little different than you've seen before is being a Division I school athletically and also balancing that with academics. I'm kind of curious how you see that fitting in your administration.
Right. That'll be an area of growth for me. I mean, you know, in some ways people might think that's minor, but I don't think it is at all. First and foremost, I think we are an institution to educate students, and it's really important that academics always be the focus on why we exist as a university. But having said that, I fully appreciate the role that athletics plays at a university. I know that alumni and others are passionate about the University of Wyoming's athletic programs. I also know athletics really rallies people around the institution and really kind of conjures a lot of passion and excitement about the university. And you need to capitalize on that because you can take that excitement and you can extend it to all corners of the campus. So, I think there is a balance that needs to be played. And I think always you need to keep the focus on the fact that first and foremost, we're an academic institution. But around that, we build a strong athletic program to benefit the university and obviously to add a lot of enrichment to the state.
Well, you have a trustee that is changing gears a little bit that has brought up an idea that probably is not a big surprise when you look at the fiscal situation facing the state. And that's maybe to take a close look at the degree programs on campus. Have you been through something like that where you've had to do looking very closely at maybe there's a few programs we don't need anymore, that kind of thing?
Yes, I have. And in fact, when I mentioned that one of the things we were talking about this morning was academic programs, that was the issue we were visiting about. But I have. We have gone through a full academic program review process at SDSU when we, too, were faced with the budget downsizing. And we put all of our academic programs under a review process that was we had taken the time, I think, to put together a good process with a set of criteria that made a lot of sense. And we ask each of the programs to review themselves under that criteria to come back with a report. There were quite a few metrics involved in it, so we were asking them to report on the number of majors, the number of graduates, I mean, all kinds of information that sheds light on that program and the level of productivity it's had over the last 5 to 10 years. And it was very helpful for us to figure out which of the programs were probably not as productive as they needed to be, quite frankly, not as appealing to students today, maybe weren't as connected to a strong job market like they had been in the past, and were programs that we could really take a critical look at to see if we needed to continue them. And as a result of that, we did identify some programs that we eliminated from our curriculum.
I've been through these processes. I've been here a long time, Dr. Nichols, but I've seen a couple of these. And what happens is a lot of people get stirred up, and then you see the constituencies show up, and really two or three disappear, and nothing really happens. Would you need to be firm on something like this?
I wouldn't enter into it saying that we have to cut X number of programs, but I do think what in our minds needs to be that programs need to be at a certain level of quality and productivity, or else the resources that are being put into them really are not giving us the results and the outcomes that we need. So while I really think that there needs to be expectations that if a program doesn't rise to a certain level, then you do in fact need to look at what is a better use of those resources. So it's hard work. I'm not going to say this is easy, but as long as it's transparent and people agree to the process and people agree to the criteria, you typically can have much better outcomes if you go into it with that in mind.
And the point isn't necessarily about cutting, is it? It's about strengthening what you have.
It's not so much about we're going to cut so many programs. It's really about the best use of resources.
Well, we'll talk with you more in the future. I know we got to let you get back to your current job, but we'll be chatting with you as you come to Laramie. Lori Nichols, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.